to do this, to get it set up, all you really need to do is cut the appropriate amount of potatoes and weigh them. But you need to do this properly. Now, there are pieces of paper here that you're using so that you don't put the potatoes right onto the scale. And just make sure you zero the scale after you put the paper on, right? Otherwise, you'll include the weight of the paper. And that's really important because it might be a dry piece of paper for your first measurement and a wet piece of paper or a different piece of paper for the second one. That won't matter as long as you zero it first. So that's one source of error that you can make. The bigger source, though, I think, is that you're making two different measurements of mash. You're weighing it twice, before and after. Before and after soaking, right, in one of your solutions. That's what you're testing. And obviously, after they've soaked for a while, when you get that final mass, they're going to be wet. Some of that water is just going to be on the surface of the potatoes. It's not going to be water that's inside the cells, which is what you're interested in. But you can't help them being wet on the outside when you take them out of soaking, right? On the other hand, when you just cut them to begin with, they're not going to be full of water on the outside. They're not going to be soaking wet. So if you don't either dry them off carefully at the end or make them wet at the beginning, then you'll have incorrect calculation of change in mass based on the ending and beginning. You have to have consistent conditions, in other words. So I don't want you to dry them off because that can cause other problems at the end. I just want you to shake them off to get a lot of water off, but pay attention to how much shaking off you're doing and how wet they are, all right? Do the same thing, though, before you make your initial mass measurement. In other words, don't just cut them and put them onto the scale. Cut them and then just, not for a long time, just for a second, get them all wet. Dunk them in water or run them under the faucet, and then shake them off to the same extent you're going to shake them off after they've soaked. That way they're more or less equally wet on the outside, and that same amount of water weight will be subtracted out when you make your calculation of change in mass. Does that all make sense? Because if you don't carefully do that, then it can be confusing as to what happened. So that's the major thing. It doesn't matter at all whether you use different papers or if it's wet in one and dry in another, as long as you zero it each time. So zero it afterwards too. That, I think, is it for now. Just get to that point of waiting and tell me when the last group is done so that I can then make the other recording.